Hi, it's Bob Swanson from Cambridge with a weekly update. So we've got a little bit more to talk about this week than we have in the prior couple of weeks. Here's my take on what's going on. I think expectations are finally reverting back to reality, whereas before, we've been talking about this slowing economy, but the valuations have not been recognizing that. What's been being priced into the market had been sort of a reacceleration of growth. We haven't seen it, and now I think we're beginning to see it, or the market's beginning to see it. The catalyst was likely the China devaluation. We've been talking on podcasts and the blogs how we feel the weakness in China had been underestimated. I think when China devalued their currency, they basically validated the fact that China's growing much more slowly. Others perhaps hadn't been up on that story as quickly, and so now they're adjusting their expectations lower for global growth. This is fine because we knew the market was too expensive. This is why we've been defensively positioned, and this is why we've had, 20, 30% cash in the portfolio. So this is the natural course of just bringing expectations back to reality. It had to happen sooner or later, but the way the market typically works, it goes very slowly and then adjusts all at once. And that's really where we are right now, is that the market's going through this adjustment process fairly rapidly as opposed to taking it, over the course of several months or a quarter. So now that we're going to get closer and closer to what the valuation should be, and I think in a slow growth environment with a low interest rate environment, maybe those multiples should be 15, 16 times. We knew the market was too expensive when we were 18, 19 times. So we're quickly approaching it. The S&P now is off about 6%. Everybody's been talking about this correction. When's a 10% pullback? We may get there before this is all said and done. Which means we've got another 3 or 4% of pain left in the marketplace here. So we would still advocate staying conservative, focusing on defensive positions, high quality core types of names. As I said, those are repricing down. They've been expensive, and when we get them back down to that 15 to 16 times, we will be in there buying there. So we're not that far away from a lot of those names yet. Resources, on the other hand, while they're ripe for a rebound, I do think that we'll see a snapback rally in the resource sector at some time. I think that the validation of a slow global growth makes it tough to sustain continued strength within the resource sector. So I would say use any bounce in energy materials to reallocate into the higher quality, less cyclically exposed stocks or funds that you invest in. We've been talking about this for a couple of years, like dividend-type funds. The Cambridge Dividend Funds would be a perfect example, where they're in more higher quality, larger cap types of names, more stable, less volatile types of issues. You're getting some of your return back in the form of a dividend. That was falling out of favor a little bit earlier this year as people were looking for higher growth names, but now, if we look at the performance across our platform, our Canadian dividend fund is outperforming Canadian equity, U.S. dividend outperforming U.S. equity, global dividend outperforming the global. That was the case in last year as well. The dividend funds outperformed the underlying equity funds. I've said it in the past, when investors are uncertain about the environment, they want more certainty with investments, perfect environment for dividend-type fund investing. So that's what we still advocate. Stay defensively positioned. Keep some cash ready. Go into more high-quality defensive types of names. Believe me, when I see the catalyst that says we should move out of dividends and into growth, or we see the reacceleration of the economic activity or reacceleration of earnings, I'll let you know. But until we see that, we're staying the course same way as we have before. Plenty of cash on the sidelines, but now at least we're getting closer to getting that cash put back to work. So that's it. It's just a realization that things are a little slower than what it was being priced in. We needed to get the market to come to an agreement with growth. That's beginning to happen. We're not that far away. Sit tight, and we'll give you the update next week. Have a great weekend, and enjoy. Take care.